还是第三个原则跟第一个原则进步很多了。
But the third garden has improved much upon the, from the first garden.
所以这就是三座。
That's the third one.
那么最后第四座呢
？What about the fourth?
你知道说所罗门跟苏拉密结果就到了田间，到了村庄。
So we see that Solomon and Shulamite have gone to the villages and to the countryside.
他从一个田间到另外一个村庄。
From one field to another field.
从一个村庄到另外一个。
From one village to another village.
当你从那里经过的时候。
And when they go through that,
你会碰到加密山。
You will see Carmel, Carmel.
你会碰到加密山。
You're going to see.
如果你慢慢在往东走的话。
And when you go east,
结果呢，你就会碰到基列山。
You're going to see Gilead.
你怎么知道呢？
How come?
因为你会碰到大马色。
Because you see the master.
你会碰到西西本。
You're going to see Heshbon.
你会碰到王的大道。
You're going to see the king's highway.
所以弟兄姊妹，这第一章，
the first,
你看见说。苏拉密是在葡萄，是在苹果树下。
You see that the Shulamite is under the apple tree.
现在苏拉密长大了。
Now she has matured.
她的身量大了一点。
And her measure has grown.
你看见说这个所罗门是在苏拉密整个棕树的底下。
And now you see that she is under the palm tree.
棕树可以长得很高很高的。
It's a very tall palm tree.
它是直直直的。
And it's very straight up forward.
棕树在圣经里永远代表着胜利。
It was palm tree always represents victory.
这个是正直的。
It is one who is an upright person.
就好像棕树一样。
Just like a palm tree.
弟兄姊妹，你看见今天我们学了那么多的功课。
We've learned so many things.
你看见吗？就看见我们长大了。
The Lord has seen us grown up.
我的儿子比我长得高得多。
My son is taller than I.
我没有觉得好像我太卑微，没有。
I never felt that it was so.
我看他比我高，我就很高兴。
When I saw he was tall, I was very happy.
从前他看我这样看，现在我看他这样。
Before he used to look at me like this, now I look at him.
我也没有难过，没有难过。
I wasn't sad.
你看见吗？长江后浪推前浪，就是所有的水从后浪推前浪。
So you know that always the waves end up coming to the front.
这就是属灵的功课。
That is the spiritual lesson.
是不是？
Is that amazing?
有一天主恩待我们。
The Lord when He's gracious.
你看见说，居然我们的心，居然我们的鼻子像什么呢？
And what is our nose look like?
我们对有的人鼻子太高了。
Some of us say, oh, you have two, a nose that is stuck up.
这个人太骄傲了。
That person is too stuck up.
你知道吗？等到我们真的成熟的时候。
But when we truly are mature.
圣经告诉我们的鼻子高得很。
The Bible tells us our nose really is
high. 有多高呢？
How tall is
it? 你到了黎巴嫩，你就到了黑门山。
When you go to Lebanon, you go to Mount Hermon.
如果在黎巴嫩上面再有一个黎巴嫩塔。
And if you go on to Lebanon, there's the tower of Lebanon.
那告诉我们在属天的境界里面。
So that is the scene of the heavens.
那个就是我们鼻子。
That is our nose.
在那里你能闻到新鲜的空气。
You can smell the fresh air.
所以你越高，你看见了，你就能从那里就看到大马色。
And then the higher you are, you can then see the Damascus.
大马色是很重要的城。
The Damascus is a very important.
但现在鼻子高到一个地步，你是看这个世界。
But your nose is so high that you can see the world.
弟兄姊妹，你看你世界永怎么样都不能污染。
You know the world cannot corrupt you.
因为你呼吸新鲜的空气呼吸惯了。
Because you have smelled the fresh air so much.
稍微世界上一点污秽的东西你受不了。
So anything that's polluted from the world, you can't stand it.
你就记住。
Is that amazing?
那个头像什么呢？
What is the head like?
头像一个加密山。
It's like Mount Carmel.
加密山是很高的山。
Mount Carmel also very tall mountain.
你说是那个山告诉我们以利亚怎么的胜的。
That mountain tells us how Elijah overcame.
他怎么胜过四百五十个假先知。
How did he overcome the 450 false prophets?
弟兄姊妹，你看见后来带来了甘露，
and then,
带来了雨水。
Then he brought through rain.
所以你知道那是亚，那就是你就是以利亚的胜利。
And that is the story of overcoming.
我们每一次的得胜。
Whenever we overcome,
我们就是把甘霖、把雨水带给这个世界。
We bring rain to this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，三年半已经没有下雨了。
Three and a half years there was no rain.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们的头像什么呢？像加密山一样。
Our head is like Mount Carmel.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是第四座花园。
That is the fourth garden.
所以如果你仔细看那个圣经所记载的话
if you were to carefully look at the description of the Bible, that speaks of the plain of
Gilead.
So you'll see Mount Carmel and Mount
Gilead.
So you have Hesbon all the way up to Damascus. So you see the head and the feet. And that is what the Lord uses to describe the fourth garden. You who dwell in the garden. You have four gardens. You have spring, autumn. And then you have spring and spring.
所以最后你看第十三节，第七章十三节。
7:13。风节放香，在我们的门内有各样馨沉佳美的果子。The mandrakes give off a fragrance, and at our gates are pleasant fruits.
经过四座的花园。After
you go through the four gardens,
现在苏拉米有很多的储蓄了。There
are many. The Shulamite has made a lot of reserves.
所以发现了有各样新的和旧的美好的果子。
And then she has all sorts of pleasant fruit.
那这个时候她可以这就说,
now she can tell the Lord,
我的良人，这都是我为你存留的。And
it is what I have laid up for you, my beloved.
经过了春天秋天,
gone through spring and through autumn.
又是春天秋天,
and then spring and autumn again.
从开花到结果,
from blossoming to bearing fruit.
从开花到结果,
from blossoming to bearing fruit.
这是很安静的生命成长的过程。It's
a very serene way of the growth.
没有太多的生命,
not too much noise.
但这个世界从其中经过，旁边经过。But
the world passes by it.
他们闻到生命的香。They
can smell the fragrance of life.
这就是我们的见证。That
is our testimony.
讲到我们的生命。When
we speak of our life.
讲到我们的侍奉。When
we speak of our service.
讲到我们的见证。When
we speak of our testimony.
你看很清楚，这是四种。We
see four different gardens.
那么 这个是多半的那个情景，多半的那个光景是田野的景，countryside。So
most of the gardens are in the countryside.
那我们说过，这个雅各的那块地大概就是四福音所那块地。So
the land that we talk about in the Song of Songs is the same as the four gospels.
马太、马可、路加。Matthew,
Mark, Luke.
你看见主要的景色是田园的景色。
So you see that the most important scene is countryside.
主耶稣到了加利利,
when you go to Galilee,
他花了18个月在这,
Jesus was there for 18 months.
然后又花6个月在约旦河外的,
and then he was beyond the Jordan for another 6 months.
所以你看见吗? 多半两年, 多半的时间都是从一个田间到另外一个田。
So from one countryside to another countryside,
他到过哪一,
and that was in the plains of Israel, a small village.
他走到加利利,
he walked
to Galilee.
He went to Nazareth.
他也经过撒玛利亚,
he went to Samaria.
他也到了耶利哥所,
and he went to the vicinity of Jericho.
你看见说他所走过的地方,
the places that he walked.
如果你把马太、马可、路加所有想形容的，把它所有的图片把它收集在一起,
if you gather all the pictures of Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
那多半是田园的,
it is all about countryside.
但是雅各第一章就不是,
but Song of Songs 1 is different.
雅各第一章就像约翰福音一样,
Song of Songs 1 is just like the Gospel of John.
约翰福音是主要记载主在耶路撒冷,
the Gospel of John describes mostly the work of the Lord in Jerusalem. And then many of times the stories are happened in the temple. When the Lord was 12 years old, didn't he say, "Shouldn't I tend to the Father's work in his house?"
所以我们晓得说最后一个礼拜,
we know that this is the last week.
我们的主多半的时间,
and we know that it was spent mostly in
Jerusalem.
And many of the things accounted by that happened in Jerusalem was notated by John in the Gospel.
雅各主要是宫廷耶路撒冷的场景，还有就是田园的场景。So
you can see the scenes of Jerusalem and the countryside in the Song of Songs.
所以这点我们要记得。
So we need to remember.
为什么讲的耶路撒冷？
Why do we speak of Jerusalem?
他是我们的所罗门王。
Because he is our King Solomon.
为什么讲的田野？
Why do we speak of countryside?
他是我们的好牧人。
Because he is a good shepherd.
好牧人喂养神。
Our good shepherd gives his life.
如果你读马太、马可、路加。
If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke.
他是好牧人。
He is the good shepherd.
感谢。
Thank you.
他为我们要钉在十字架。
He has to be nailed on the cross.
但是讲到耶路撒冷。
When you speak of Jerusalem.
你看见吗？是大君王所在。
It is a great king. That is
the place. 这里不只讲到耶路撒冷。
Not only do we speak Jerusalem.
也讲到西安。
Speak of Zion.
也讲到大卫的高台。
He is the tower of David.
弟兄姐妹。你看见吗？这个都和什么？都和所罗门是有关。
This all has to do with Solomon.
所以讲到雅各第一章的时候
，When we speak of Song of Songs one，
那有四个不同的场景。
There are four different things.
到第二章以后才四座花园。
And then in chapter two we see four gardens.
不要弄错了，我再说是第一章雅各第一章
，Song of Songs chapter one
是相对于什么呢？相对于约翰福音的。
It's comparable to the Gospel of John.
所以它主要的是讲在耶路撒冷和它周围所发生的事。
It explains or tells the story of what happened in Jerusalem and its vicinity.
所以你看这四个场景，第一个当然所罗门的王宫。
So we see the first thing in the Palace of Solomon.
然后我们就到了犹太的旷野。
And then we arrive at the wilderness of Judea.
犹太的旷野就是离开耶路撒冷不久以后，你就碰到旷野。
So after you leave Jerusalem, a short distance, you'll hit the wilderness.
你还没有下到死海没有
？Before you arrive at the Dead Sea.
所以那个附近这个旷野叫做犹太旷野。
Then that is called the wilderness of Judea.
那么那个就是他们牧羊的地方。
And that is where they tend the flock.
我们要直接记得，苏拉密米多半是在沿海大道那个一直牧羊牧下来。
So we know that the Shulamite tended her flock near the Via Mara.
这个所罗门。他牧羊的话多半是在王的大道附近就是基列山边
Solomon tended his flock near the King's Highway
你如果读传道书的话
If you read Ecclesiastes
他这个所罗门有很多的牧场
field
你就知道他的父亲是大卫
And you know his father is David
大卫是君王
He is the king
他同时也是牧人
And he also was a shepherd
他从小是牧羊的
He always tended his flock
后来神把整个的以色列羊群交给他
And then God gave him the entire flock of Israel.
所以当他训练所罗门的时候
，So when he was training Solomon,
你看见我们觉得做王就做王了，不是
？So if we think that being a king is simply our king, not that.
像今天英国的王子
，So let's for example the prince in England.
他怎么训练他呢
？How does he intelligently train?
他要从二等兵开始做的。
He has to begin from the very lowly soldier. And once he's done it,
慢慢就升上去。
And then he elevates.
所以不要忘记。所罗门是王不错
，Don't forget Solomon is king。
但是他等到前沿的时候
，But when you arrive at the garden，
他可以骑着马
，He can arrive at the horse。
可以在那牧羊
，He can also shepherd sheep。
这就是圣经里面给我们看见，所罗门是王，他又是牧人。
Solomon is a king but a shepherd as well.
就好像他的父亲大卫是王又是牧人。
Just like his father David, a king and a shepherd.
所以你一定要把这个场景把它弄清楚了。
So you need to be very clear about this.
第一章他主要给我们看他是王。
Chapter 1, we will see he's a king.
到了后来呢你看见主要给我们看见他是牧羊人。
Then the Lord wants to show us that he's a shepherd.
所以他说我的良人你在哪里牧羊呢
He says, my beloved, where do you tend your flock?
他每次说到良人的时候
When he speaks of the beloved,
他多半是举着他是牧羊人说的。
It speaks or refers to being a shepherd.
但是王正坐席的时候我的拿达就发出香味来。
And my spikenard sets forth a fragrance.
当王坐席的时候
And when the king
所以现在所罗门是 king 是的王
So now Solomon is the king
所以就是你不要把它弄糊涂了
So don't confuse it
所罗门一面是王一面又是牧人
On one hand Solomon is the king On the other hand he's the shepherd
所以等到第一章的时候你看见在王宫里他是王
So on one side you see that he is in the palace he is king
所罗门结婚的时候圣经上所罗门王结婚的日子
And is it also mentions that the King Solomon on the day of his wedding.
所以你看见吗？这个就是前面 前面第一章特别重点重在这里。
And that's the emphasis in the first chapter.
所以刚好四个场景，我说过，第一个是王宫。
So the first scene is the palace of the king.
然后离开耶路撒冷不远就是犹太，就是慢慢往死海方向走，那个就是犹太旷野。
And then you'll go to the wilderness of Judea near towards the Dead Sea.
结果我们知道说，原来所罗门王在隐基底也有一座园。
And then we know that King Solomon has a garden in Engedi.
所以现在我们才晓得，根据考古学家告诉我们才晓得，哦，原来香料山就在那里。
And according to archaeologists, the mountain of spices.
香草山就在那里。
The mountain of spices.
你看看，你大概就知道莫药山跟乳香当是怎样怎样。
And then you will know how the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense were.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主不只得着我们一个人。
Not only the Lord gained one of us,
主要得着教会,
but he wants to gain the church.
在他回来以前,
before he returns,
他得着荣耀的教会,
he wants the glorious church.
当我们主教派踩着橄榄山的时候,
when our Lord steps on Mount Olives,
你相不相信,
you believe,
那橄榄山就变成香草山了。
That Mount of Olives becomes the mountain of.
教会长进是长到整个橄榄山变成香草山。
The church matures to a point where Mount of Olives becomes.
那个时候我们的主就回来。
Then our Lord returns.
所以你看见吗？这个是第三座，第三个，就是第三。